Hi, everyone. It's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Monday, October 16th, and we finished out the weekend on a fairly decent note. We had mixed skies and breezy and cool conditions, but it was much better Sunday than it was on Saturday. Now, Saturday's coastal system gave the area anywhere between about a half inch and an inch of rain. Fortunately, flooding was not reported really in any instances that I saw that day. And we're going to be going into what's going to basically be a dry work week. And then we'll be watching another system for next weekend. So we've now had 6 weekends in a row of rain, and we're probably going to have a seventh. So we've got an upper trough over the northeast spinning around. That's been giving us this breezy, cool, cloudy weather, the cyclonic flow with the afternoon clouds. And occasionally we might see a pop-up shower. That covers the next couple of days. And then we'll see high pressure dominate the area Wednesday and Thursday. We've also been on a streak of having really nice midweeks. And then we're going to watch a trough in the midsection of the country, say by about Thursday night. We're going to see low pressure tracking east. And we'll see what happens from there. Model solutions are a little bit divergent. So for Monday, we'll call it partly cloudy with a 20% chance of a shower after 1 p.m. Highs will be in the low 60s and lows will be in the upper 40s. Tuesday, we'll do it again. Partly sunny, get more sun in the morning, more clouds in the afternoon. Breezy with highs just in the low 60s, and lows will be in the upper 40s. And this is actually fairly in line with where we should be climatologically this time of year. Then for Wednesday and Thursday, we're going into a nice stretch of mostly sunny days with highs in the mid-60s and lows in the low 50s. Then Friday, we start to see the pattern change. We'll have an increase in clouds. It's going to be breezy. Likely we'll have winds out of the southeast. So highs will be propelled into the upper 60s. And then we're going to have rain at night. Now, the question going into Saturday is how strong is that primary low that's going to be passing to our north, and where exactly does the coastal low develop? And right now the models look like that secondary low, that coastal low, might kind of develop almost right overhead. So that might limit rainfall to a certain extent, might fall further north and west of the coastal plain. But that is going to lead to very breezy conditions for Sunday if this pans out. And there is still a lot of fine-tuning to do. And we've had already quite a few nor'easters and systems tracking to our south this fall. And we'll have to see if that's going to be a trend as we go into the upcoming winter. So just the just something to note. If this storm had taken place in January that we had over this weekend, this likely would have been a snow event, because the primary low tracked well to our south, kept us in the system's cold sector, and we had a potent secondary low develop just south of that 40-70 map. So that 40-70 mark on the map. And also the rainfall gradient was fairly steep, cut off just north of the area. Had this elongated fine edge with increasing rainfall totals to the south. And we've seen a few storms like that already this fall. It's too early to go with an official winter forecast, but if this pattern doesn't change, we're going to be in for a snowy first half of the winter, at least. Now, more likely than not, the pattern's not going to change for a few months, but this is part of the large-scale El Nino, so it takes a long time to change. Now, it would probably take until the middle of winter before things change up. So this could mean a front-end loaded winter, but it's early to tell. Just a feeling that we're getting. In any event, enjoy the week ahead, and hopefully you'll be able to take a day off in the middle of the week and enjoy some of the dry weather. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JCWeatherNYC in Long Island, and now on Patreon at JCWeather.